Why are birthdays fun? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Why are birthdays fun? Birthdays are fun because everyone expresses happiness at a birthday. And anyone who doesn't express happiness at a birthday is told to shut up and go away. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all, you know? And Ellen, when you use your camera like that, and you're only going to look at the pictures, put it down to picture. Here, thank you. Put it down to picture so that you don't have the nose sticking out like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You see, so there, now it's closed. Now you press this. There, see, and it doesn't open. It just squeaks like a kitten. Now, everybody likes birthday parties. Now, I was just adjusting the camera there. Ellen took a picture of Little Love chewing on a little spiral ball, which they stuffed with peanut butter, and he was just working and working and working and working. And Rex has a big spiraled red ball with a hole in the middle filled with peanut butter. And he's working, working, working. His long tongue gets down inside there and whips around in there. And Rex and Peanut Butter and Little Love and Peanut Butter are very, very good friends. They really enjoy each other. And they think that peanut butter is just the most wonderful thing in the world. You know, it's not the stuff that we have at birthday parties. It's not the particular items and so forth. It's just having stuff that people really like. Like, Rex would be perfectly happy with a cake made of peanut butter. And he wouldn't care how big the cake was. He wouldn't care how high it was or anything. He just liked the peanut butter. And when he gets a little piece of peanut butter on some bread in the morning at breakfast, he takes his tongue and goes, that is so good. Oh, that is so good. And he laps and laps because it sticks on the top of his mouth, in the roof of his mouth, and he's licking it out. He's just having such a good time. And that is really what birthdays are all about. Birthdays are all about times of happiness where you are delighted that the dog or the person was born and that they're come into your world and that they're so happy and that they're so good. I was watching a video this morning on a doggy video, it was kind of interesting because what do they call him?
Dog Whisperer.
The Dog Whisperer is quite a character, and he's gone to this house of these people who have a couple of chickens in their backyard, and they also have a little dog, not a big, big dog. And it's a pallid Dalmatian, but it's a lovely big dog. And he went into the chicken coop and grabbed himself a chicken. And these people didn't want that. They didn't want the dog eating the chickens because they won't eat them. And, you know, it's kind of selfish, but that was the way they operate the thing. So the Dog Whisperer came. And the Dog Whisperer took the dog in the garage and one of the chickens in the garage. And the Dog Whisperer is holding on to the chicken. It's a nice Rhode Island red, and he's sitting there just comfortable in the Dog Whisperer's arms because he knows the Dog Whisperer loves all creatures, great and small. And so this beautiful Dalmatian comes walking up to the chicken. And wanted to sniff, you know. And the chicken goes, well, you know, waves its wings. And the dog says, wow, here's some action, you know. And they had to say, no, 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 no. Well, the couple who own the dog, man and woman, they are journalists. And they are journalists who go out and write stories about things that go on in the world. And they write about what goes on, and they're not supposed to interact. They're not supposed to judge. They're not supposed to do anything. They just write about it. They just put down the facts. Just the facts, ma'am. You know, like Sergeant Friday in the police department. You know, just the facts. Just the facts. So they watched this dog as this dog was chasing out the chickens, and they're so used to just writing the facts, they're not used to making things happen themselves. So the dog whisperer is sitting there, and he's holding this beautiful chicken, and the dog is going behind its mother and father and sitting there and standing up and walking around and wanting to get at the chicken. And the dog whisperer says, let him come. Let him come, because as long as he smells the chicken, they're on good terms, you know. So the dog whisperer is sitting there, and then the dog whisperer walked away a little bit. And the people said, look, the chicken laid an egg right there. But the dog whisperer was holding the chicken, laid an egg, and went down onto the pavement of the garage, and he didn't even notice it, of course. But they picked it up, and so the dog came over. It wanted to sniff it too, you know. And he said, don't let the dog have it. We don't want the dog to think that he can have any of these things, you know, that he only has what we give him, not what he gets from there, you know. And so within a 3-minute period, the dog whisperer completely dociled, trained the dog to realize that he is not to chase chickens, he's to love them. And so when the people saw the dog sniffing the chicken's claws, and the chicken wasn't upset because it didn't feel any malice, they were amazed that here this dog could sniff the chicken's claws, which otherwise would have been into the dog's hide, you know. But they had a mutual understanding that they liked each other. And just in a 3-minute time, they were able to bring about this most magical change. Well, now, basically, that's the way the dog whisperer works. He works in a 2- and a 3-minute scan because he knows what he's doing. He understands all of the ins and outs of it, and he explains it as he's being photographed, so they can use these things on the television. But he just does everything so lovingly and so psychologically. And as he does things lovingly and psychologically, the animals, the creatures, quickly respond and quickly do exactly as he wants them to do. And they're happy. And they're joyous, and they're just thinking everything is so wonderful. But why? They think everything is so wonderful because the dog whisperer thinks it is. The dog whisperer is not going in to challenge them. He's not going in to make them angry. He's not going in to punish them or to spank them or do something that is not right. He doesn't do that. And what's the matter?
He's growly.
Huh? Growly. Well, sure. Because he thinks he should have both of them. It's his birthday, you know. So Rex here is sitting looking at both of these. And little Love comes over and takes the one that Rex was working on. And he says, how about this? This is very nice. Very nice. Anything in there yet? No stuff in there yet. But you see, this is what birthday parties are all about. And it's about really part of loving and sharing. And when Rex learns to share a little bit and little Love learns to share a little bit, and then they have accomplished what we are doing this all about. And it's kind of wonderful what we do it all about. It's just a happy time that birthdays are. Now, Beatrice Enns writes from Switzerland that she's one of our new precious students who really is gung-ho on all the stuff. She spent 3 months here on campus. And Beatrice went home with the idea that she has one name for herself. And everybody, please tell me what that one name is.
I am the ideal woman.
I am the ideal woman. I am the ideal woman. And who is she married to?
The ideal man.
Not the ideal husband. Not the ideal wife, but the ideal man.
Yeah.
And the ideal woman.
Says that.
With the total picture. So she went to a party, I think it was a birthday party for Oscar, wasn't it?
His goodbye party.
His retirement party. How many years had he worked? 40 years, and he's now retiring from his job. She retired from hers almost 6 months earlier. But they went to the retirement party, and at the retirement party, do you know how he acted? He acted like the ideal man, and she acted like the ideal woman, and everybody at the party was just flabbergasted. Not that they weren't happy people, but they had a whole new radiance about them because they were the ideal man and the ideal woman. And just like Rex is the ideal dog, and Little Love is the ideal dog, and we sometimes don't treat them like the ideal dog, and when we don't treat them like the ideal dog, we're missing the boat. We're missing the boat with them because they are really so super fantastic that it's just a matter of our recognizing that their birthdays are really wonderful. So, Ellen made a beautiful birthday card here for Rex, and on the cover, naturally, it's a picture of Ellen and Rex.
That's how you
and Ellen looks just like a queen.
Hmm?
Yes, say. What did you say? Yes, it is me and the dog.
And the birthday card reads, "Happy birthday, Master Rex. You are the most amazing dog. You are a sweetheart, a true lover, a smart guy who has created himself in the appearance of a lovely doggy. I know how much you smile when you are tempting me with your beautiful brown eyes, just to see if I am in charge or you. You know well who indeed is the master most of the time. It remains unsaid, but you and I know, smile. I love you, super dog, just as I love your master. Enjoy your birthday and know that I love you, and so does Little Love. Tons of love from Ellen, dated 12/4/2008. She has 12/3/2008 on the bottom of this card. Can you imagine putting the wrong date? That's because she did it yesterday, you know. And you have to be careful. You get the date's going to be right there. Most of the stuff in there was just fine, Ellen. It's just that date down there that's in trouble. But that's what birthday parties are all about. And that's what parties are all about. You know? Everyone should have a party at least once a day.
Yeah.
And these parties should be a birthday party, because we should be born new every day and have a celebration every day, brand new, and be the happiest people that it's possible to be. And that's the way I see you, and that's the way I see me, and so I say, happy birthday! I love you eternally.
Yes,
I love you.